Chris, JJ, and I recently addressed Rachel's concern that her mother-in-law triggers her during the holidays. Well, actually, every day. And then Mark Cameron will share a teaching on emotional triggers and reactivity.
We're going to talk with Rachel, who's calling us from Denton, Texas, listens on KWRD. Hi, Rachel. I'm glad you called today. How can we help you?
Thank you. I have a question. I have a mother-in-law that's a little proud, in my opinion. And so with that said, I have autoimmune disease and she's really been triggering me. And I've tried so hard to like do different things. And I've even offered like, hey, maybe counseling would really, really help with like this relationship. And it's just a no, no, no. Like, and it's to the point where I needed surgery and long story short, my blood work kept getting bad from stress. Mm. And I finally said, enough. On Thanksgiving, I lasted maybe 5 minutes. And I said, I can't deal with this stress. I have surgery on Friday and I really got to keep my stress level down. And I walked away. Mm. But this is ongoing for 15 years. And at what point, I want to be respectful. And it's really not my job. I know my husband kind of needs to step in and do stuff, but he just...
Well, it's his mom. That's why it's mm-hmm. it's tricky. Well, Rachel, let me ask you this.
Controlling, yeah.
Let me ask you this. Like on a regular basis, how much contact are you having with her? Is it just holidays? Do they live down the street? What is your regular connection with her?
She lives across the street, but now my regular connection with her is only holidays. Because of just the dynamics that have taken place throughout the years.
Yeah. Well. Having your mother-in-law holidays live across the street could cause some problems, maybe. I don't know. Chris, JJ?
Yes.
Yeah, so Rachel, if I want you to pay attention to your body really quickly between your chin and your belly button. And I want you to then picture your mother-in-law. And where mm-hmm. in your body do you feel sensation, maybe a strong physical reaction when you picture her?
In my heart.
Okay, stay there. If your heart had a message about you, maybe an I am statement, what would that say?
I am enough.
Okay. Now,
like towards her.
Yes, because what she most likely triggers inside of you is that you are not enough.
Right.
Okay.
But that's her, not me.
Can I challenge you on that?
Sure.
It is you.
No.
So what I'm saying is this. It's like she triggers that. And she may even say you're not enough. And she probably, you know, if I'm going to give you a cheat code here, the people who carry not enough inside of them constantly put it on other people. They project it on other people. Right? Mm-hmm. But the only people that absorb it is those who have not enough inside of them.
Right.
But
she's just nasty. Like, I do feel enough. Like, I feel happy and she's really the only person that like triggers me because she's just so unkind and she tries to control my husband. And I'm like, babe, you're a grown man. You don't have to listen to her.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I want to encourage you to keep doing is that as you picture her unhooking that place in your heart that says not enough. And again, I'm not saying mm-hmm. that this, right, because you can't change her behavior, but you can change your reaction to her.
Okay.
Where this sounds harsh, but it's not meant to be. It's the difficulty of an internal boundary is that she has to mean less to you. Her actions and her behavior have to mean less to you.
Right.
Right. Okay. Now, there's other conversations and other behaviors around. Again, I think you're already moving in that direction around setting boundaries around her, you know, and negotiating the relationship and probably some marital stuff that needs to be addressed as well.
Well, and I think what you're talking about, Chris, just Rachel, think about this for a minute. You're talking about she's in a state of reactivity.
Yes.
And that's the reason why it's still in you, Rachel, that you're not enough.
Yeah, because I'm paying attention to the autoimmune response. I'm paying attention to the cortisol.
Well, and I used to. Well, and it used to not be like that. It's gotten worse throughout the year. Mm. you know, we used to like go at it and I would just let her have it because it's just not like that's just not in my nature to let somebody walk over me.
JJ, I wanted you to speak into that whole dynamic of what she was talking about with her mother-in-law and just those family dynamics that occur. I mean, a lot of people have that struggle. What would you say to Rachel about this situation?
Yeah. So a couple of things come to mind. Number one is if Rachel, you're still listening, I hope you hear from us. We're so sorry that you're having to have such a hard time and have had such a hard time with your mother-in-law for so long. That's so hard to be in a situation where someone that close to you, right, that has access to your life, has an agenda that is painful, has an agenda that is destructive. And so I'm so sorry that you're going through that, especially because you've made some efforts to try to improve the relationship. You've invited her to work together with you to improve. And I appreciate the fact that you've done that. And truth is, scripture says, as much as it is up to you, live at peace with all people, right? Romans 12. But it gives us that caveat. It doesn't say just blanket, live at peace with all people. It says as much as it is up to you. So part of our own healing is recognizing where my responsibility stops and theirs begins and not taking on their responsibility as my own. The other thing that I would encourage is I think that there needs to be a series of conversations with your husband. You know, if you were still on, I would be asking questions like, okay, so how does your husband respond when you say, hey, I really need more help and support?
Well, and she is on JJ.
So oh, she is.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Rachel, I would love to hear from you. How does your husband respond when you say things like, hey, I need more help and support from you to set and hold these healthy boundaries with your mother?
He's actually been really good the last 2 years he got sober, and now he does support me 100%. But sometimes he goes overboard and he's like, you know what? I don't want to be around her either. She's, you know, I have all this trauma from her from when I was a child because we've done a lot of work to break those cycles. And he's like, why do you make me have a relationship with her? And I'm like, well, that's your mom. You need to not you can't just cut her out like that. He's like, why? You can't. I want to also. And I'm just like, that's not healthy. That's not a healthy mindset.
Well, it depends. Okay. I think it depends though, Rachel, on whatever he's talking about. I mean, if there's, there's a lot of people that have to manage mom and dad relationships in a strong boundary like that, but it's never in reaction. You know, you make a decision from repeated experiences based on, I need to have that peace. But go ahead, JJ. I know you got another question for her, but
I would agree with you, Becky. It doesn't need to be reactionary, but there are times where when we've had a calm assessment of the situation, we may need to say, I've got to set this line because my interactions with you, whenever I do interact with you, it is distractive. It is detrimental, right? And so I may need to say, no, I can't. I have to limit how much interaction I have with you. Well, so I would encourage, Rachel, you to at least talk with your husband about if he's saying, I want to cut her off, maybe the boundary line needs to be moved. Maybe it's not cut her off completely, but maybe it's we need to reset the boundaries. Maybe we need to not have her live right across the street.
Right.
I don't know
who
lived there first,
right?
I don't know if you guys moved next to her or she moved next to you, but maybe we need to expand that buffer.
Right. No, she actually followed me. That was a funny question because I had bought the property earlier and she had asked, is that fine if I buy the property next door and buy on it? And I'm like, what am I supposed to say? No.
Well, you can.
I know I should have.
Well, but you know what though, Rachel, here's the thing is that you obviously have an influence on her. And even though it's adversarial at this point, and that's kind of the knot that's tied right now, maybe because I know everybody's wondering why in the world would you live across the street? But if she moved there, then, you know, that's another thing. But I just think you can manage this relationship you have up to this point. It's just made you sick in the process. And I think that's the thing you got to be paying attention to.
Okay.
JJ, Chris, anything else?
Okay, Rachel, I got to point one thing out. Okay, so hear me out, my friend. You're struggling with a lot of control. You know, you're saying to your husband, hey, stand up for me. Oh, not like that. Okay. So that put that, you know, and so my guess is that your husband is maybe a little bit of a pleaser in there. And pleasers, when they please for too long and it doesn't work, they do cut off. I know, because I'm one of those. And you're right. There are some things that are unhealthy in that. But what I want you to be able to pay attention to is the anxiety that you're carrying inside of you as the result of the actions of other people. And of course, that's very natural. But what we want to be able to do as we're getting healthy, especially as you need to take care of your body and your soul and your mind with an autoimmune disease, is learn what can I do, live within my limitations, and really learn a little bit. The skill of boundary making is really tough. But let me give you a clue. A boundary isn't a request for somebody to do something different. A boundary is something I'm going to do as a result of something that needs to keep me safe and me protected.
That's so helpful. Thank you.
Good. Yes.
Good. We are going to send you a copy of Boundaries. It is the Bible for those decisions that you're talking about. And we're glad that you called today, Rachel.